If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 37, don't make that 38 plus years now, of being often imitated but never duplicated. We are the original podcast, of course. This is Boxing, the original show. Check this out. When I first started the show, it was a 15-minute show between an all-Filipino show and an all-religious show, okay? So my callers would call the all-religious show and swear to cuss them out and say all kinds of nasty things. We want to hear some more boxing. So obviously, we went from 15 minutes to now 2 hours. 37, don't make that. 30-plus years now. I want to thank you. If you've been here from the beginning, right on. If you're joining us for the very first time today, welcome to the Ring Talk family of listeners. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, one-time ranked nationally as an amateur boxer, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I'm not trying to brag or boast, but that's just the way it is. Hey, I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan, you probably know more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for the average fan. You got something to say? Say it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the more popular, guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio, you can. The text number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, like 1,000 other internet platforms. Hey, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, is carrying the live feed, the live video feed as I speak. And of course, we've got Twitch.tv. And of course, the WBC channel going Tuesday at noon. Is it noon Central Time? Noon Central Time. So straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you at a various amount of times. So straight up, this edition is live, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay. We're talking boxing, mixed martial arts after the break. This is Ring Talk. Anthony, take it away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Crockett and Tubbs. Man, Miami was cool back in the days. I remember going to China thinking Miami was like China. What I mean by that is China was like Miami. I went to China dressed like I was from Miami Vice. I wore these nice clothes, these nice summer clothes and this and that, and then it turned out to be 23 degrees in China. It was the coldest place I've ever been in my life. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Big upset last night. A guy that I've dogged many times on this show. I'm talking about Mercito Guest, of course, from the Philippines, now 34-3, three draws, and 17 KOs. Of course, a guy that was supposed to clash with Ryan Garcia about 3 or 4 months ago, but it didn't happen. Bottom line is, I thought he was a bit of a stiff, but last night he stepped in and upset Jojo Diaz. Of course, it was supposed to be the semi-main event, but of course the main event between Zerto, of course, listen. Zerto Ramirez was undefeated Mexican at one point in time. Then he fought for the light heavyweight championship and was defeated handily when he found out the guys punched back at him. Okay, you know, that's just the way it is. This is boxing. I mean, you're not going to have a one-way ticket, but, you know, I mean, that's just the way he thought it was going to go down. Zerto thought I was the guy, man. Nobody's going to touch me. And, of course, he got in that fight with Bivol and then fought Bitaev. And bottom line is, he's not in that upper echelon of Bitaev, of course, or Bivol. Speaking of Bivol, of course, they're talking about him wanting to do the second dance with Canelo Alvarez. That's possibly taking place in September of 2023. Of course, Canelo has a date in May. It looks like against John Ryder. John Ryder has about as much chance in this fight as Anthony does in the other room. And Anthony can't fight all that much. I'm not trying to tell you that I'm not dogging Anthony. I'm not dogging John Ryder. I'm just trying to dog Canelo because the bottom line is, Canelo's fighting a guy like Why don't he fight Steph Curry? Make it a celebrity fight. I mean, he wants to play golf with Steph Curry. Might as well fight Steph Curry because this is a bit ridiculous. I mean, that's how preposterous this is, this fight with John Ryder. John Ryder's got a decent record. John Ryder's a nice guy. John Ryder's got, you know, but John Ryder's not of that upper echelon, not the upper echelon at 168 pounds. I just don't believe he's there. There's all kinds of fights for him at 168, but he doesn't want to take it. I mean, it's time to stick a fork in Canelo Alvarez. Let's be honest, Canelo's done. He just is. I mean, that last fight against Triple G, he missed those left hooks. He missed left hooks like Joe Frazier. So when you miss that left hook by Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali always stood there and went, counter with the right hand, threw the right hand right over at the top of it because he was completely open for it. But Triple G never did that because of the fact he wasn't there to win. Okay? Triple G didn't show up to win. So Canelo, a bit fat when they signed this fight with Ryder. If you've taken the pictures of him wearing all the belts or having all the belts around him, he looks like a fat little guy. Stick a fork in him. It's time to say goodbye to Canelo Alvarez. I don't think he can be taken seriously as a pound-for-pound threat no more in the world of boxing. Who do I think is the pound-for-pound champion? There is no pound-for-pound king right now, but on the cusp, I think David Benavidez is going to explode with this performance next week against Caleb Plant. I think he, of course, March the 25th, it's on pay-per-view. Benavidez undefeated, big knockout artist, 168 pounds, one-time WBC super middleweight champion. Of course, lost the title on the scale. Actually, he lost the title to Colombian Dust. He had a coke problem. And, of course, they found out about the coke problem, and they got rid of it, and he's sort of clean now, which is really clean now, which is sort of cool because, I mean, this was an incredible talent. I was looking at myself saying, this guy's tall, he's rangy, he can hit like Tommy Hearns to an extent, he's got an attitude, except he had some footwork issues. But I think he's working on the footwork issues, and the bottom line is he may be the next pound-for-pound king of boxing. Speaking of a pound-for-pound king, of course, Nael Inoue, the upcoming 118-pound champion, went undefeated at bantamweight. Of course, beat up everybody at 118 pounds, including that one-round knockout of Nonito Donaire. Poor Nonito. Nonito's still fighting, too. He's 38 years old. I mean, this guy, we're going to do a show next week on CT, I promise you. The show's going to go down next week because I'm going to bring in John Bray. John Bray was a fringe heavyweight contender at one point in time. He should have been a cruiserweight champion, but they got him to fight at heavyweight, you know, making him fight too big. Anyway, bottom line is, sparring partner for Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, guys like that. He suffered some brain injuries, and he's been back to the Mayo Clinic regarding the brain injuries. Of course, next week's show will be all about CTE. We'll bring in Dr. Netan Seti. We'll hear from a couple of fighters, but the bottom line is, John Bray is going to be centerpiece on next week's show because John is, he said that he's able to function now, where before he wasn't able to function because of the medication he's taken from the Mayo Clinic. So more power to the Mayo Clinic and helping him recover. So next week's show will be the CT show. The entire show next week, Sunday, will be the CT show, 2 hours of, I mean, I'll do some results, but the bottom line is the majority of the show will be about CTE. So straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. A lot of people talk about this Caleb Plant, of course, and David Benavidez fight. Tim Bradley's convinced that Caleb Brand could be broken down mentally. Listen, this isn't a battle of mental will. This is a battle of physical structure, okay? When you put these two guys together, David Benavidez is probably going to try to break him down with body shots and headshots. That's just the way it is. Caleb Plant is going to try to retaliate and same. But the bottom line, he's not fast enough. I don't think he's fast enough, and I don't think he hits hard enough. I mean, Caleb, of course, was stopped in that one time, in that one fight with Canelo Alvarez, but outside of that, he's undefeated. But he hasn't met anybody like the monster David Benavidez. That's right. We think the monster is not Nael Inoue. We think the monster, Mike Tyson and myself, think the monster is the 168-pound contender in David Benavidez. Speaking of Inoue, of course, he's stepping up to 122. He's going to fight Stephen Fulton. I think that's going to go down in May or June. That'll take place, of course, in Japan. I wanted to go over for that, but it's like $1,500. $1,500 to get there. Japan's really expensive right now. So 3 months ago, it was dirt cheap. Now it's really expensive, so I just don't know. But the bottom line is, Inoue and Fulton are going to hook it up 122 pounds. People say to me, hey, what's 4 pounds? If he was kicking everybody's ass at 118 pounds, and he was undefeated, I mean, he should just go to 122 and roll over that, right? 4 pounds is a lot with these smaller weight classes. I kid you not. I could feel 4 or 5 pounds in the gym when I was sparring with other guys. You could just feel it. That's why they have weight classes. That's why they have weight limits. And this weight thing, of course, I've talked about this in detail about the UFC, the fact that these guys can weigh in at 165 pounds, whatever the weight is, and then 10 hours later, 15 hours later, they walk into this octagon or this cage at 25 or 30 pounds bigger? That's just not fair, man. I mean, some guys can do it and get away with it. Doesn't mean it's fair. But the UFC, of course, Dana White, the pimp that he is, not my favorite guy. He's got all kinds of things going. Keeps sending me stuff on Facebook. I never asked for Dana to send me anything on Facebook, but he keeps sending me stuff almost daily on Facebook, and it's getting annoying because the bottom line is I'm not a Dana White fan. If ever there was a guy, I think that exhibits bad karma. I mean, I'm not talking about him slapping his wife down there in Mexico and this and that. If I was his wife, I would have picked up a bottle and cracked him with it. That's what you do. When a dude hits a girl, come back in kind with a bottle. That's the way, bam, crack him with it. Guess what? He'll never hit you again. I guarantee that. That's what the old lady should have done with Dana White, crack him with a bottle. Of course, they did a little slap fest back and forth. Dana says, oh, it's all water under the bridge, this and that. It's not water under the bridge, man. That's what Dana White's all about, okay? He exploits people. He exploited his wife in that case, slapped her around, of course, and it was on video. Ooh, always on video these days, of course. You can't do anything. I can't believe that people still commit crimes. I can't believe that people still commit crimes because I'm a private investigator when I don't do this, okay? And these doorbell cams, they're a pain in the ass. I mean, everybody knows you're coming, and they can catch you on the street. I mean, this guy, Brian Kohberger, that killed four people in Idaho in November, I think, and they just arrested him about a month and a half ago or 2 months ago. But the bottom line is, I mean, this guy was a freak. I mean, he did all kinds of crazy stuff, driving around, stalking people, this and that, you know, with cell phones and taking pictures. So there's all kinds of freaky people out there, without a doubt. But in the world of private investigation, I still haven't come to that case. Straight up, Oscar De La Hoya, of course, promoter extraordinaire now, former world champion, 130 pounds, 135, 147. 154, and of course 160 pounds, where he sort of met his match with Bernard Hopkins, without a doubt. Of course, 160 was just too big for him, but the Mexicans betted him that night. I couldn't believe it. I was the only one in line that bet Hopkins that night, but everybody bet De La Hoya, and when it came to cashing in my betting ticket, I was the only one in line. Anyway, Oscar De La Hoya, now promoting, of course, the April 22nd, the super fight in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, sold out already. Javante Davis, the Tank, undefeated, of course, come to us from, what, Newark, New Jersey? Baltimore, either Baltimore or New Jersey. Bottom line, Baltimore or Newark. Bottom line is, kid's a rough guy from the hood, without a doubt. 28-0, 26 knockouts. He can punch, but he's small. He's real small. Real, real small compared to Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia's got about 3.5 inches of height, and when you have that kind of height on a guy, whether a guy can punch or not, if he can't punch you, guess what? Or you can grab him when he gets in close or land one shot. And when the guy gets in close, he can't land the combinations. I think you can sort of smother Javante Davis to an extent. Of course, Javante's going to try to smother Ryan. But the bottom line is, I think this is Ryan Garcia's fight to win because of the fact he's got the height, the boxing stature, and the fact he's got the reach. Okay? I mean, if you give me height, reach, and conditioning over a guy, if he's shorter than me, the chances are I'm going to be able to beat him. Because size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up on 24 Minutes, of course, a little bit later in today's show, we'll spend some time with KP, Kevin Perry. Let's go to a break. Let's Google, spend some time with Kevin Perry in hour number two. Of course, he's a video extraordinaire. He is my man. We started ringtalk.com together about 20 years ago. Straight up, some time with Kevin in hour number two. More boxing after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
No doubt about that. You should be having some fun, whether you're listening to the show or doing anything you do in life. Fun should be part of it, no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. Last week, last Saturday night, of course, the main event in Australia. Guys go to Australia and flop miserably. I just can't get it. But now, of course, Tim Zhu, the son of Kosta Zhu. Well, Kosta Zhu, the former junior welterweight champion at one point in time, the pound-for-pound king in boxing. 22-0, now 16 knockouts. Took out Tony Harrison. It was pretty of a brutal knockout. I thought the referee, and he's a good, better a friend of mine, without about Dan Rex. I thought Dan Rex should have probably stopped that fight a couple punches too soon. But then again, nobody got hurt. But the bottom line is 28 years old now. I'm talking about Tim Zhu. Is he really the real deal? Maybe. Can beat Jermell Charlo, maybe. Of course, Jermell Charlo beat Tony Harrison. Tony Harrison failed miserably in this fight last week, but Tony Harrison went down underneath, and when guys go down underneath, for some reason, they just don't perform well for the most part. I mean, yeah, Calvin Grove went down there and upset Jeff Fennec at one point in time. Azuma Nelson beat Jeff Fennec after losing that fight they called a draw in Las Vegas and things like that. But for the most part, you go to Australia and you lose. I just don't get it. I mean, people say to me, oh, Devin Haney and George Kambosos. What about last year's two fights? But then again, you know, Kambosos, that was the biggest scam I've ever seen pulled off in boxing. He negotiated two fights at home for big money. If he lost the first fight, he got the second fight. That was part of the clause. I've never seen too many guys pull that off and make zillions of dollars. But guess what? George Kambosos did. And, of course, Kambosos, a bit of a fraud. At one point in time, I thought he could fight. But guess what? He is so basic. I mean, he's not even a 1-2-3 fighter. He's a 1-2 fighter. And he throws a 1-2 from, like, 3 feet away. You're not going to hit Devin Haney throwing at him from another zip code, okay? And that's what it was like. It was like there were two different zip codes. Haney was just boxing his ears, and George Kambosos just followed him around the ring for the most part for the better part of 24 rounds. But straight up, the 135-pound championship, of course, is held by Devin Haney, undefeated out of the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. People say, I don't give him enough credit. I think I give him a lot of credit. I really do. I think that pound for pound, he's one of the better fighters in the world. Of course, he's got to defend that title against guys like Davis or Ryan Garcia, who wins that fight April 22nd. I'm getting a lot of texts on that one here.
6-1 Ryan thus far. Why is everybody going on Ryan? Have I got a bunch of Ryan Garcia fanatics here? Well, what's the bottom line is Gervonta Davis is a favorite. I think he should be a favorite to an extent. And guess what? You can make some money betting on Ryan if you think Ryan's going to win by a knockout. Whoa. Why do I say that? Because he's big, he's strong, and he hits hard. I mean, although Davis fights with middleweights in the gym and super middleweight and super welterweights and big guys like that in the gym, I think that Ryan Garcia, when you get down in weight, and these guys can't get no higher than 146 pounds, I believe, the weight limit will be 136. They can gain 10 pounds after the fight. They've got to weigh in, I think, somewhere around 146 pounds. If they don't weigh 146 pounds, they'll be penalized. Then I've heard that the weight limit stops at 9 o'clock the next morning. All kinds of crazy stuff. Bottom line is, this weight limit, of course, Oscar De La Hoya says that he saved the fight by putting this weight limit in. I want to see Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia go. Of course, will be on pay-per-view April 22nd. If ever there was a fight worthy of paying for pay-per-view, I think this is it, without a doubt. I think it will be the super fight of 2023. I mean, when you look down the line, what else do we really have? I mean, I'm not enamored with the fact that the welterweights don't want to get it together. Of course, talking about Errol Spence, of course, the cat from Texas, undefeated without a doubt, rolled out of that car a couple of years ago at 130 miles an hour, of course, and lived, had a few drinks in him, but the bottom line was somebody allegedly was chasing him with a gun. That's why he was running. Of course, he also had a $10,000 handgun in his car, which I never could figure out. Why would you need a $10,000 handgun? That's right, a gun like gold-plated, like the Mafia or something like that. Anyway, Errol Spence had a gold-plated handgun in his car when he was arrested. Of course, DUI. Actually, wasn't arrested at first. They picked him up because, you know, he got thrown out of a car and he was a victim of a car accident, right? Then they ran his blood and found out he was high on some alcohol. I'm trying to say other substances, but definitely had some alcohol in his system. Of course, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, took care of all that, sort of swept it under the rug. But Errol Spence, of course, undefeated, as I said, out of Texas, wants to do battle with Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford wants to do battle with him. Crawford's undefeated out of Omaha, Nebraska. Of course, Omaha, Nebraska, if you didn't know, is the boxing hotbed of the world. Not. But the bottom line is, he can sell tickets in Omaha, but guess what, Terrence? You can't sell tickets anywhere else. Errol Spence can sell big amounts of tickets in Texas. He can sell out a couple of them stadiums down there. So I think you and Errol Spence ought to hook it up. You should go down to Texas. You should take a little bit less money. Listen, if you're confident in beating him, do the Devin Haney thing. I mean, Devin Haney was pimped off by George Kambosos, but he went along with it to take the title. In other words, you're willing to blow somebody long enough in order to get the final, your final comeuppance. Of course, that was the title. In other words, he went through Kambosos' crap, the press tours, had to go down there. His father wasn't allowed into the country the first time because of an old marijuana beef from the 1990s. So the bottom line is, I mean, they did their best to stress out Devin Haney going in. He wasn't stressed out. He probably won. What, they fought 24 rounds, maybe won 20 of them? Maybe you give George Kambosos 4 rounds out of 20? That's not a competitive fight. But Kambosos, of course, talking smack this week, saying, well, once Devin Haney moves up, the 135-pound division will be clear. Listen, man, you are an asterisk in sports history, okay? Granted, you beat Teofimo Lopez, but that's your claim to fame. And now, what do we think about Teofimo? Of course, he's going to take on Josh Taylor. What happened to Jack Catterall? Jack Catterall beat the snot out of Josh Taylor. He beat him so bad, he should have been arrested for domestic violence. If they were gay, he would have. But the bottom line is, it was the robbery of the year. And, of course, they scheduled this rematch 9 times, 10 times. I mean, all kinds. You name it. Double-digit times they put this fight together. Jack Catterall and Josh Taylor at 140 pounds. Josh Taylor even gave up all of his belts except the WBO belt. He had 4 different belts. He gave them all up but one. Okay? I mean, the guy hasn't got a whole lot of, he's got a lot of chutzpah, but he hasn't got a whole lot of balls. Doesn't have the intestinal fortitude, okay? He should have fought Jack Catterall. Now, he and his promoter, Bob Arum, are going to fight Teofimo Lopez. Of course, Teofimo Lopez is part of this, a part of the top-ranked banner, so they'll both be fighting under the same banner. In other words, bottom line is, Bob Arum is not going to lose anything. Bob Arum in a win-win situation here. But they should have pushed that fight with Catterall. So Teofimo Lopez, of course, coming off that last fight, a split decision winner. But, you know, he sort of questioned himself afterwards. What did he say? Quote, they got him on mic saying, do I still have it? Question mark. He's asking himself this. So when a fighter's asking himself that after getting a 10-round split decision in which a crowd booed and essentially it was your hometown, you got a problem with that. So stick a fork in Teofimo, he's done. Stick a fork in Kambosos, he's done. The top guys, 135 pounds right now, and the number one guy is Shakur Stevenson. Oh, how can I say that? Of course, why do I say that? Undefeated, 130-pound champion. I think he won a title at 126 at one point in time. But the bottom line is he schooled Oscar Valdez. I mean, he shut Valdez down, won every second of every round. Valdez is a good fighter, no doubt about that. Coming in undefeated, a two-time Olympian. I mean, he was a stud without a doubt. So Shakur beat him down. Then he moves up to 135 pounds, and he's going to beat everybody at 135 unless somebody can knock him out. Unless you can knock out Shakur Stevenson, you're not going to beat him. There's just no doubt about it. He's too tall. He's too rangy. 2 years ago, Eddie Croft, of course, the trainer from B Street Boxing, primetime Eddie Croft down there in San Mateo, California, bstreetboxing.com, he told me a couple of years ago that Shakur was better than Devin, better than Ryan, better than all these guys. And when you watch them perform, he does put forth the better performances. I mean, he's got an ability, an innate ability to hit you over your gloves, and I don't get it. In other words, if you look at my broadcast here on the Twitch or the WBC TV, he throws his punches and he loops them, and somehow they get there at these with the same velocity that a puncher was thrown straight, which is scientifically impossible, but yet he does it. Because when you loop your overhand right, it sort of slow it down. But now when Shakur throws it, he can loop it and catch you cold. So Shakur, I think, is the best at 135. As far as 147 is concerned, that's going to be a toss in the air, of course. Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford. A lot of people like Crawford, but Spence is the natural welterweight. Crawford is a guy moving up from 135 pounds. So Crawford is a guy moving up in weight, a guy that's probably not the biggest welterweight in the world, but then again, Earl Spence is a big welterweight. Will these guys be able to make 147 very much longer? Spence is 35 years old. Spence is 32. Crawford's 35. I mean, they're 67 years old. If these guys fight at Caesar's Palace, we'll have to call it the Geezers at Caesar's 2. Of course, after the Geezers at Caesar's 1, which was George Foreman and Jerry Cooney back in 1991. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Christine.
I'm a director and a performer. I got a free phone from Cricut, and I've used it to live stream 73 of my shows on social media.
How do you like it?
It's fabulous!
Switch to Cricut and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial limited time. Must bring your number to Cricut on a $60 a month first month service charge and tax due at sale. Phone streams, video, and SD. Cricut 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guess it was about 2012. I went down to, I went across the pond to Dubai to try to do some boxing. Of course, we got sick over there, got sick on the foods, got sick on the alcohol. I don't know what it was, but the bottom line is when I landed in Dubai, I was sick as a dog. Now, we didn't get to put on the first ever event in Dubai, myself and Harold Smith. That was the idea, of course, going in. Of course, the late Harold Smith, originally Ross Fields, a man that embezzled what, better than $30 million from Ross, from a Wells Fargo bank back in the 1980s to promote professional boxing. But the bottom line is we never got to do the card in Dubai, okay? But Dubai boxing, of course, came alive, and it's not a place you want to go. I really don't. It's like 125 degrees in the wintertime there. So, but the bottom line is they had some heavyweights going on last night, of course. Jarrell Big Baby Miller. When I say big baby, he's like 330 pounds. This guy's fat as a pig. 26-0-1. Got the one draw and 22 KOs. Beat his almost namesake and Lucas Big Daddy Brown. When I say his namesake, because these guys are like big, both big, big and fat. Bottom line is Brown a bit lighter, though. 31-4 now, 27 KOs. Of course, that took place in Dubai. Wasn't a big fight as far as I was concerned, but the bottom line is somehow they keep, this guy keeps winning. And I mean, he's a big fat guy and he keeps winning, so more power to him because he keeps winning. But the bottom line is I'm not impressed with him at all. Now, the UFC, of course, is rocking and rolling down in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, Dana White owns the entire town. Now, it used to be when, I remember when boxing was a big thing down there and the Athletic Commission was like all into, you know, whoever the boxing promoters were. But now they're all up Dana White's butt. And speaking of Dana White, of course, last night the card that he put on, I'm not impressed with Dana White's overall ability to promote because the bottom line is he doesn't have the athletes anymore. The reason why he doesn't have the athletes is that you can't last long in the UFC. I mean, you get beat up and you're done. I mean, and you get beat up in training, and that's what happens a lot of times. You get beat up in training. I mean, you get injured in training, you get hurt in training, this and that, and then you go into a fight, you get beat up some more. But the bottom line is last night it was all about decisions as far as the UFC card was concerned. The top five bouts in the UFC, of course, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, were all ended in decision. I'm talking about the championship of the welterweight, 170 pounds. Leon Edwards, of course, took that fight, took that title from Kamaru Usman. They fought the third time. He took it in the second fight. The third fight was last night. He won a decision, a majority decision, 48-46, three rounds of two on two cards, and 47-47. It was even on the third card. Of course, in the co-feature, Justin Gaethje, very exciting fighter, no doubt about that. Of course, kicked and fight at 155, taking on Rafael Fizlev. He beat him by a majority decision as well, 29-28, 29-28, and one judge had it even. Majority means two judges had it one way, one judge had it another. In other words, if it was a split decision, that would have meant that two judges had it for Gaeth, and then one judge had it for Fizrov. That would be a split decision. Majority decision means that one judge had it even. So as far as the rest of the names on the UFC card, there weren't any because Dana doesn't have any fighters, of course. And, of course, the big fight coming up, the fight that's going to absolutely, how can I put this? Sometimes I don't think the guy should ever fight again. I really don't. And I think that Israel Adesanya is one of those guys. I think he fought Alex Pereira, I think it was about 3 or 4 months ago, and he got punished in the last round. I mean, he was winning the fight hands down, but he got punished in the last round. He got beaten to a point where I don't think he should ever fight again. I just don't. I mean, when you get beat and pounded and all that kind of good stuff, your brain's not going to say, okay, 3 months later, let's go again. It just doesn't work that way. And when you talk about CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, I mean, this is what these guys are all looking at. Of course, we'll talk about that in depth next week. But, man, if ever there was a guy that was going to get an instant case of CTE, it was Israel off that fight with Alex Pereira. Because get this. Alex Pereira weighs in at 185 pounds. He steps into this cage at 225 pounds. Do you think that's fair? Why do they have weight classes? I mean, think about that. I mean, if you weigh in at 185 pounds and then you fight at 225 pounds, something's wrong there. Why are we having weight classes? Why are we having weigh-ins? Why are we even having them? But then again, the UFC lets us go. And I think they do it, let it go in part because of the fact that they don't want guys lasting that long. That's the key to the UFC making a lot of money. Guys not having longevity. If a guy or a girl gets beat 5, 6, 7 fights into their UFC career, guess what? Dana never had to pay them multi-million dollar purses. Of course, John Jones, a winner a fortnight ago, of course, over Cyril Gane in a battle for the vacant UFC heavyweight championship, vacated by the heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou, who I think is he's a monster. I think he could win in the world of professional boxing if he were to apply himself. But the bottom line is they took the title away from Ngannou because Ngannou gave the middle finger to Dana White, said, I'm not signing with you again. Dana White was a pimp. I keep telling you that. I mean, I worked as a cop in San Francisco for like a decade. Okay, I worked with some nasty pimps. And they couldn't get away with paying their hoes what Dana pays his hoes. It wouldn't work that way. I mean, Dana pays him 10 cents on the dollar. Imagine this. I'm telling some girl, guess what? I want you to go do favors with Anthony over here, and we're going to charge him $150. I'm going to give you $15. Is that cool? You know what that girl's going to say? Hell no. You're going to take $135 of my $150 and move on? No. The girl's on the first bus to Cleveland. Or Denver or something like that. But in the world of mixed martial arts, there's no other bus to get onto, okay? Scott Coker and Strikeforce, that didn't work out. The National Fight League, they're starting to come up with some money. I don't know how deep their pockets are. But the bottom line is there are other sanctioning bodies in the world of the mixed martial arts that guys can go to and get paid comparable money. Straight up, the co-feature last night, of course, I take that back. Let's not talk about it. Go ahead to this card with Israel Adesanya, of course. Adesanya was undefeated for a long, long time. I mean, he was just an incredible fighter. I mean, wow, you can't say enough great things about him. You just can't. I mean, but then again, when you get cracked and you get knocked out the way he did, I just don't think you should ever fight again. And, of course, it was sort of like the beating Muhammad Ali took from Joe Frazier. Of course, he talked about the third fight, the thrill in Manila in 1975. Ali shouldn't have fought again. Let alone 3 months later. 3 months later, the Muslims, who were the pimps of all pimps, I hate to say it, you know, Ma Ali would get mad at me for saying that, but I always thought that the Muslims pimped him off. And he didn't understand where I was coming from when I talked to him one time about the Muslims. I said, listen, you have this contract with the Muslims, so they're a manager, they're your manager, much like Colonel Tom Parker used to manage Elvis Presley. Now, for every dollar that Elvis Presley made, Colonel Tom Parker made a dollar. And for every dollar you make, the Muslims make a dollar. I said, so how does that figure out? He said, a lot of that is due to taxes, is for tax reasons. And the bottom line is, if I wasn't a Muslim, I'd just be another nigger. That's what I'd be, another nigger, some ex-fighter. That's the way he put it to me straight up. We're in a van in Shanghai, China, when he told me that. So you have to take his word at that. But the bottom line is you can't get pimped in the world of boxing. You can't get pimped in the world of the UFC because you're getting hurt. Ali was pimped. I think the Parkinson's syndrome that people talk about Muhammad Ali having, of course, that slurred his speech that made it to the point where when I took him to China in 1993, I had to be his public spokesperson. I had to do the speaking for him. All he could do was go up on the stand and say, hi, how are you? And he's dumber than he looks and things like that. He's smarter than he looks. He'll come up with one or two lines. And that was it. And I had a hard time explaining that to Larry Merchant. I remember telling Larry on the phone, I'm calling Larry from China. I'm saying to him, I said, you know, Ali can't talk. I said, what do you mean he can't talk? I said, he can't talk. I said, I'm doing all the speaking for him. He goes, what are you talking about? I said, we're going to these press conferences. We got like 8 or 9 tours. We're on a tour with 8 or 9 stops in China, in mainland China. I go, and I'm doing all the speaking. He goes, well, more power to you. Enjoy it. I said, yeah, but he can't speak. In other words, I was always of the opinion that Ali was quieter because of the fact he sort of got withdrawn and boxing wasn't on the front page and he wasn't on the front page anymore. But it wasn't that. It was the residual effects of professional boxing that silenced Muhammad Ali. It wasn't Parkinson's syndrome. Now, I realize that some guys like Howard Cosell, the mouth that roared, of course, the greatest TV announcer outside of Larry Merchant in the history of boxing and myself. Anyway, but I realize he got Parkinson's and he never took a punch in his life. So it's possible to get these ailments and not box. But I'm looking at Muhammad Ali, the beatings he took, especially that third fight with Frazier. You know, he wanted to stop that fight. We're going to the 14th round now. 13 rounds are over. We're going into the 14th round, and Ali's telling the people in his corner, cut off the gloves, I'm done. It was the closest thing to death he had ever experienced in his entire life. Probably he said that from that point forward, he knew what death was because he saw death. So anyway, Joe Frazier, of course, in the other corner, he had the great trainer Eddie Futch in his corner. Eddie Futch said, I'm stopping the fight. And Joe said, no, no, no. He said, no, son, you got nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm not going to let you get hurt and go out there and get hurt. And bottom line is Joe had one eye closed. Joe Frazier was a shell of his former self, of course, after the first fight with Muhammad Ali, March 8th, 1971, the fight in which he knocked Ali down in the 15th round. But more importantly, he rattled Ali in the 11th round. I don't think Ali ever came out of that rattle. I mean, he was really hurt in the 11th round. But the bottom line is Joe Frazier won a unanimous decision that night, March 8th, 1971. Of course, they scored that fight on the rounds basis, but he won a unanimous nod. I didn't think he won enough rounds to win, but he did. I didn't have an argument with that, knocking Ali down in the 15th round. But then again, Joe Frazier, of course, exhibited the greatest display of mental strength I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anybody display such mental strength in my entire life. I mean, there was no way that he was going to be defeated mentally or physically at night. And of course, I thought he was beaten physically, but never mentally. Joe Frazier, not mentally at night. Of course, he would defend the title against Ron Stander, maybe in a couple of more, one other non-entity before stepping in against George Foreman. Of course, that was a fight that everybody advised him against. But then again, Joe wanted to do it. Joe said, hey, listen, I don't want to fight Ali. Ali's got a big mouth. He's calling me Uncle Tom. He's calling me this. He's calling me that. I'm not giving him priority. I'm not giving him equal money. He can go get screwed. He can go get laid, blah, blah, blah. And Joe Frazier, listen, Joe was stubborn. Joe was just like the most stubborn man you've ever met in your life. When Joe made up his mind, that was it. I remember one time I'm telling you how stubborn he was. He got into a beef in his gym, and some guy said to him, hey, man, I don't agree with you. And he said, he pulled out a gun. He said, get out of here. So he cleared out the entire gym one day with a gun. When I say cleared out the entire gym, if Anthony was sparring in a ring, Anthony was told to leave right then and there with his clothes and his gloves on. Anthony didn't come back and get his stuff in his locker until the next day. That's how crazy Joe Frazier was. Speaking of Joe Frazier, I saw a big piece on Marvis Frazier, of course, his son, the guy that never made it. Why didn't he make it? You know, chips off the old block really aren't chips off the old block, especially when your father tries to make you a chip off the old block. Marvis Frazier was an accomplished amateur boxer. He just was. I mean, he had a good style to him. I mean, he was fluid, this and that. He wasn't a knockout puncher. He couldn't throw, quote, smoke. And that's what Joe Frazier did. He threw smoke. Joe Frazier's left hook was pretty damn good, okay? He threw that left hook and, as I said, knocked Ali down, hurt him in the 11th round. But, I mean, that left hook was knocking people out. That's how he won the heavyweight championship. Of course, won the 1964 Olympic gold medal as well. So the left hook was his key to fame, without a doubt. Marvis Frazier couldn't punch. But yet Joe Frazier wanted to turn him into a second version of Joe Frazier. I don't get that. And I remember asking Joe one time, I said, you know, Joe, he doesn't punch as hard as you. Why do you want to make him smoke? He goes, he will. He catches people with that hook. If he catches them with smoke, they're going. Well, they weren't going. So he turned a boxer into a slugger, and he got the slugger beat. He got the slugger knocked out by Mike Tyson. He got the slugger knocked out by Larry Holmes. I think that one fight that he won against Bone Crusher Smith over in Richmond, California, I thought that decision was a bit of a ripoff. Wide World of Sports, I was watching it ringside. I was saying to myself, Marvis didn't win this one, but, you know, having Joe Frazier in the corner, that can win you a couple of fights. Speaking of Joe Frazier, of course, he ran that corner for Von Bean when Von Bean challenged Evander Holyfield for the World Heavyweight Championship. I guess we're back in the 80s or the early 90s. We were in Atlanta, Georgia, and man, he was acting a fool in the corner. That was a terrible night, no doubt about that. But Von Bean, Joe Frazier, talking all kinds of smack. Joe was drunk as a skunk. Joe had a drinking problem. Really? You didn't know that? Telling the truth here. Straight up ring talk.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, before we go to the news at the top of the hour, let's have some fun with Muhammad Ali.
I got a message for all of you. Go to college and get some knowledge. Stay there until you're through. If they can make penicillin out of it, I got a message for all of you. Go to college and get some knowledge. Stay there until you're through. If they can make penicillin out of molded bread, they can sure make something out of you.
But much of his life is a paradox. At 6:30 in the morning, the crowd that he loves to thrill are still asleep. To be a top boxer means long, lonely hours of hard slog. And to run alongside Muhammad Ali is for once to feel equal with him. There's nothing like sweat and puff to humble the great. But back in the comfort of his hotel, Ali often appeared to forget that it's as an athlete that he's famous.
The ladies have the flowers are so pretty.
Sometimes it took drastic action to make him talk about boxing.
I never saw...
He says, Vanessa, talk, fight, talk.
Talking about talking, fight.
He's one of the promoters trying to get his money back. Talk, fight, talk. He sends me a letter that says, talk, fight, talk. You see, I want you all to see how they try to do us, how they try to push us like animals. Talk, fight. He ain't worried about God. He ain't worried about how clean the country is. All he wanted is some money. Talk, fight, talk.
Even when he did do some sparring practice, on this occasion in the middle of a road in an Auckland suburb with American heavyweight Tony Tubbs, it was just a bit of fun for Ali. He hadn't trained since before the Sphinx fight last September.
Oh,
Are you trying to lose weight?
Gotta lose 20 pounds. Gotta lose 20 pounds. Put down again. See how we champions get? I hope it's a, you know, somebody asked me, was it gonna be twins or boys or girls? But I'm the greatest of all time. After me, there will come no more.
He may be the greatest.
He may be the greatest of all time, but we're ending hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, hour number two coming up after the bias news. Stay tuned. We'll spend some time with Kevin Perry, boxing video king. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two after the news on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going, but the bottom line is stay tuned for hour number two.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senator Elizabeth Warren has no confidence in the head of the Federal Reserve.
He's failing both as the oversight manager of these big banks, which is his job, and also what he's doing with inflation.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Warren said Fed Chair Jerome Powell took a flamethrower to bank regulations, making him partly responsible for the recent collapse of two multi-billion dollar banks. She also said he's failed when it comes to monetary policy because all interest rate hikes are doing is putting people out of work. There are a lot more banks that risk facing the same fate as Silicon Valley Bank. A recent study from the Social Science Research Network found that 186 banks across the U.S. could collapse if half of their depositors made a run on the bank. The economists involved found the banks to be at potential risk if there is no government intervention or recapitalization. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a surprise trip to Ukraine. He visited the Russian-occupied territory Mariupol. Before his stop in Ukraine, Putin marked the 9th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea. He traveled to the Black Sea Peninsula Saturday, just a day after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant accusing him of war crimes. Former Vice President Mike Pence is not too happy about the prospect his former boss may be arrested Tuesday in New York City.
The fact that the Manhattan DA thinks indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country.
In an exclusive interview with ABC's This Week, Pence said it just feels like a politically charged prosecution here, and for his part, he doesn't feel like it's what the American people want to see. The head of the EPA says states rejecting shipments of toxic waste from the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, aren't being helpful. In fact, Michael Regan says blocking a shipment is unlawful. He said waste from the crash has undergone testing before being shipped. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The verified subscription service for Facebook and Instagram users is being rolled out by their parent company, Meta. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Meta Verified will start testing in the U.S. and gradually roll out in the coming weeks. The Biden administration is threatening to ban TikTok unless the app's Chinese owners sell their stakes in the company.
U.S. Cyber Command Director General Paul Nakasone shared his concerns with lawmakers about the app's influence on public opinion and data collection.
One-third of Americans get their news from TikTok every single day. One-sixth of American youth say they're constantly on TikTok. That's a loaded gun.
But TikTok CEO Shaozi Chu tells the Wall Street Journal a sale won't resolve America's national security concerns over the popular video app. Chu says the demands for Chinese-owned ByteDance to sell its stake in TikTok won't offer any more protection than a plan the company proposed with U.S.-based company Oracle. I'm Skip Kelly.
There's not going to be a repeat national champion in men's college basketball.
Top-seeded Kansas was knocked out of the NCAA tournament in round two on Saturday by 8th-seed Arkansas, ending the Jayhawks' hopes for a repeat of their title. Elsewhere, the Cinderella story continues for 15th-seeded Princeton, cruising to an upset win over 7th-seed Missouri. Top seed Houston cruised past Auburn to advance, while top overall seed Alabama blasted Maryland. The final eight spots in the Sweet 16 will be filled when round two continues Sunday. I'm Karen Sloan.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, no make that 30th plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So allegedly, supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know more. You buy the pay-per-views, or do you? Straight up, here's the toll-free phone line. You want to drop a line, you want to impart, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the more popular guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio? The studio text line for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Right now, studio text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Of course, we are 6 days away from a big boxing weekend. Of course, stopped by the 168-pound king. I'm talking about David Benavidez. No, the 168-pound king is no longer Canelo Alvarez. Stick a fork in him. He's done. But then again, Benavidez and Calipan are going to go March 25th. Showtime pay-per-view from the MGM Grand. It's going to be a great fight, I think. And, of course, it will show us who the real true king of boxing is when Benny Benavidez knocks out Calipan, of course, and assumes his top of his stance at the top of the throne as far as the pound-for-pound kings are concerned. This is the Mexican-American Ecuadorian superstar. I'm talking about David Benavidez, March 25th, him and Calipan. Two other fights scheduled for the day, of course, Richard Comey, long in the tooth, taking on Jose Ramirez. That will be on ESPN. That comes to you from the Save Mart Center in Fresno, California. The Raising Capital of the World. Straight up, You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking video, boxing, and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A little early Tower of Power, going back way, way, way back, probably late 1960s, early 1970. Of course, Emilio Castillo and gang, originally from Oakland, California. They are the Tower of Power. Check them out at towerofpower.com. David Benavidez said if he can't get the fight with Canelo Alvarez, then that's never going to happen because Canelo doesn't fight Mexicans. Oh, did I tell you that? Yeah, Canelo is a Mexican fighter, of course. The greatest fighter in Mexico, according to a lot of people. That's a bunch of bunk. Anyway, the bottom line is, of course, he was the pound-for-pound king for a couple of years now, but he's stick a fork in him. He's done. So now, if he doesn't get the fight, if he doesn't move up to class and fight David Benavidez, he's going to be considered a non-entity real soon. I kid you not. Of course, he's going to want to fight this guy by the name of John Ryder. John Ryder's got not a great record. He's lost four fights. He's like 32-5 with 18 kills. I mean, come on, man. This guy can't fight too much. But then again, that's who Canelo wants to fight. So the bottom line is Canelo will not fight Benavidez. He will not fight Charlo. He doesn't want to fight David Morrell. David Morrell is sort of like the odd man out here at 168 pounds. He's the WBA champion. He's tall. He's rangy. He's a freak. That's the best way I could put him. He's a freak, and if there's anybody that could possibly beat David Benavidez, it might be David Morrell. I kid you not. But David Benavidez, I think, will be the king at 168. Next week, he takes out Canelo. Canelo's, of course, tough guy, and Caleb Plant. Caleb put up a good, tough fight against Canelo Alvarez, but he lost, of course, and got stopped. I think it was a body shot, but the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez is not the fighter he was then. Speaking of the rest of the guys at 165, 160, of course, you got the Charlo brothers. There's Jamel at 140, 154, of course, and Jamal at 147. And the bottom line is, you know, at 160, and the 160-pound Charlo hasn't fought anybody in a long time, and he's hurt. And, of course, he wants to get the super fight with Canelo. Or does he? Because the fight's been offered to him before, and he turned it down. I mean, there's been, hey, we want to open these doors and see if you want to fight Canelo. Anyway, now I don't want to move to 168. Make him fight me at 160 when he was fighting at 160. All kinds of crazy stuff like that. Demetrius Andrade still making all kinds of noise. Of course, he's undefeated. He's got all kinds of WBO titles, but he's never beaten anybody. I mean, he's never beaten even Mir Anthony. I kid you not. He's been given vacant titles. I don't get that. How can you call yourself a world champion if you never beat anybody for it? I never understood that. I remember one time I won my third Golden Glove Championship, and they had a ceremony in the ring for the guys that won their Golden Glove Championships that didn't win. What kind of crap is that? You know, nobody fought in your weight class or your champion? I don't believe so. You got to fight somebody. Anyway, bottom line is, got to go back in boxing a little bit to think about Tyson Fury. Why do I go back in time to think about Tyson Fury? Because at one point in time, of course, he was a big old fat guy, not real interested in boxing, talked about only wanting to make a few quid, this and that, was snorting a lot of cocaine, went up to 350, almost 400 pounds. Of course, the giant gypsy down to around 300 pounds right now. They evidently want to do this fight with Oleg Usyk, but they want Usyk to take, like, small coin. Small coin, I get it. Small coin is like 30 or 40 million bucks. Yeah, I'll take that kind of stuff. If a small amount of the purse is 30 or 40 million dollars, I got no problem with that. And guess what? Oleg Usyk shouldn't either. But the bottom line is Tyson Fury wants to pimp him off as much as he can. I mean, Tyson Fury's turned out to be a major disappointment for me. I mean, as a boxing journalist, so as a champion, of course, he's never been beaten. He had that cocaine run where he had went up to 400 pounds, talked about killing himself, things like that. Okay, he got over that. But the bottom line is he's become a bit of a disappointment. I mean, he had his last fight was that third fight with Derek Chisora, right? Stopped him in the 11th round. Chisora's his good friend. It'll sort of be like me and Anthony fighting. It's not really, you know, not really competitive. But the bottom line is, that's what Tyson Fury is doing. Now Tyson Fury, in his fight with Oleg Usyk, of course, Usyk is a champion because he's got a bunch of belts, but he's not a champion because he really beat anybody of note. He beat Anthony Joshua. Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist out of the UK, of course, the hottest fighter as far as money's concerned. He can make more money than anybody else. I don't get it. But the English fans love him. The women love him. The boxing fans don't love him. But the chicks turn out to see him, much like they did with Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, De La Hoya had male fans as well. But De La Hoya, when you went to an Oscar De La Hoya fight, you looked around the crowd, you said, something's a little weirder. Yeah, a lot of chicks. So same thing with Anthony Joshua fights, a lot of chicks. But Joshua, of course, just really hasn't lived up to his potential. I mean, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, I thought he could fight. He couldn't. He got beat by a fat man. Got beat by a fat man, and then he beat an obese man. I'm talking about Andy Ruiz, of course. Andy came in at, what, 273 pounds or something like that for the first fight, and then came in at 263 for the first fight, 283 for the second fight, after coming down from 317 pounds in training. Do you think Andy Ruiz is even serious? I don't think so. Andy Ruiz, in my mind, is just like, should be an afterthought in the heavyweight division right now. But guys want to fight him. Deontay Wilder, talk about putting Deontay Wilder and Andy Ruiz in the same ring. Of course, both of those guys think were at one point in time promoted by PBC, Premier Boxing Champions. Speaking of Premier Boxing Champions, are they losing their luster? Because this week, I kid you not, the wire-haired wonder, the ghost of Don King emerged. And he signed the ghost of Adrian Broner. And why do I say that? Don King, the ghost of Don King, signed the ghost of Adrian Broner, because Broner's been like a ghost. He hasn't been boxing the last few years. Of course, a guy that had all kinds of ability, but sort of like let it go, let it go by the wayside. He just sort of like pissed away his prime, I think. Of course, and Don King now 91, 92 years old. They had a stack of cash on the table with Adrian Broner and Don King, a picture at fightnews.com, which allegedly had $1 million out there, but somebody said to me it was prop money. How do you know it was prop money? Anyway, bottom line is, why would Don King give Adrian Broner $1 million? I don't get it. Why would anybody give Adrian Broner $1 million? Give Anthony in the other room $1 million to get more fight out of him than you will Adrian Broner. I kid you not. So I just don't get it. But then again, of course, Broner's had signed with BLK Prime for a while. They failed to produce that pay-per-view fight. He was supposed to take place, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. That didn't happen. So Broner pulled out of that one. Now he signed with a wire-haired wonder. Don King hasn't got anybody under contract. He's got one like other heavyweight fighters, a piece of smack. Outside of that, he doesn't have anybody. I don't know why. I don't know what Don King can do in the world of boxing right now. I just don't know. I mean, you've got to have fighters. You can't just put Adrian Broner in a fight. There's got to be some type of undercard. You've got to have opponents. Don King does not have that at this point in time. Don King is a shell of what he used to be. I kid you not. I mean, that last couple of broadcasts he put on television, he should be ashamed. This is Don King. This is the world's greatest promoter. He put on that crap with Daniel Bryan. Oh, come on. That's the fighter he's got, Daniel Bryan. He's got Daniel Bryan, and now he's got Adrian Broner. I don't know what you can do with either guy. I really don't. You know, I tried to get Don King back into boxing about 4 years ago. There was a WBO title fight, WBO heavyweight title fight going on, and I overheard some promoters. So I was eavesdropping, and I heard some figures go back and forth, so I knew what the bid was going to be. So I wanted Don King to get back in boxing. So I sort of, it was a little bit nefarious on my part, but I used some knowledge that I gained by eavesdropping to tell Don King that he could win this purse bid by putting up a bid of $2 million at the top bid by the two different promoters, 1.7 and 1.8. So if he put up $2 million, he would win. The actual bid went down for like $1.7 million. Was John Parker? Parker, one of the former UFC, the former WBO champion. Of course, it was him and the guy from New Zealand. And the bottom line is, I thought that Don King could like buy his way back into the heavyweight division, but he didn't do it. He snoozed on it. Of course, this is the same guy that paid a bill about 5 or 6 years ago, or paid a bond with actual silver dollars. You know what silver dollars are? They're silver and they're dollars, and they weigh, you know, that kind of good stuff. They're like old. I think they stopped making them like in the 1960s. But the bottom line is, they're valuable, okay, especially older ones. But Don King put up $150,000 in old coins, which are worth about $1 million, to put up a bond, to guarantee a bond. And the bottom line is, you know, it was for Ricardo Mayorga. Mayorga wanted to fight in a UFC fight or an MMA fight. He had a contract with boxing with Don King, so Don King had to put up this bonus, this deposit, and he put it up with $1 million worth of coins, and yet he only got 150 grand back. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Don King is not the genius he once was. This is a guy, of course, that had seen Rockman. Rockman had a $24 million check. A check for $24.5 million in his hand. It was given to him by Cedric Kushner. It came from HBO. It was home box office. It was Time Warner. It was their check, okay? The greatest check in the history of boxing, in my mind, right? So Don King gets Haseem Rahman into a hotel room in New York City, and they're there. I guess he gets him in there about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. He starts to working down Haseem Rahman. By the time 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning came around, Haseem Rahman had tore up the $24.5 million check and took $350,000 in cash from Don King instead. You talk about the con of the world. I mean, that is it. Let's roll to a break, Anthony. I mean, think about that. You've got a $24.5 million check. Don King convinces you the check's going to bounce. Take my $350,000 in a duffel bag instead. He did so. And the bottom line is Rockman, of course, lost in his title rematch with Lennox Lewis. But imagine that, $24 million, and now he's poor in poverty. Bottom line is Haseem Rahman's claim to fame, besides winning the heavyweight championship, two dead bodies in his car. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow, the flute of Skip Mesquite. I wasn't ready for that. Bottom line is that is, of course, some original Tower of Power sparkling. The same, my buddy Rick Stevens, may he rest in peace, was the lead singer on that one. Of course, Rick, man, me and Rick went back a long ways. When Rick was in jail, Rick went to jail for killing three people. Got hooked on heroin. Some people freaked him out and he shot some people. But he got out after 35 years. And we were pals when he was in jail. We were pals when he got out. May he rest in peace, the great Rick Stevens. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take it from San Francisco to Las Vegas and bring in my man, the undefeated Kevin Perry. How are you, KP?
Doing pretty good. How you doing, Pedro?
Doing pretty good, man. You're undefeated still, of course, my guy. When guys start out with me, I mean you, Cliff Roll, John Signorella, guys start off with me, they end up being stars. How come?
I think it all has to do with us. No, I'm just kidding. I had a jab there. Pedro, you've just been an inspiration to all of us. You know, you taught us a lot about the business. You gave us a platform to kind of, you know, get our name out there. And we definitely, all of us, I'm sure, appreciate it a lot. Okay. Cliff Rold, pretty important guy at boxing scene. So obviously he's somebody that people know, and me and John are still doing our thing. So
without a doubt, of course, Johnny Signorella, Johnny Sig, still in Las Vegas, of course, took Las Vegas by storm as a music instructor. He's training people. He's having a great time. Now tell me, is there money in shooting videos of boxing? Is there money in, I mean, you're a videographer and you're making money at it. So how do you do it?
Well, to answer the first question, is there money in boxing? Not too much. And I think just for the fact of, I mean, if you have a good platform on YouTube, you can make some money, but, you know, it's kind of few and far between. And a lot of it just kind of has to do with trolling and stuff like that. But as far as quality video content to make a living off of it, I would say no.
Okay. Are you still in the porn industry?
No, I am not.
Okay. Wait. Are you still in the porn industry? He was a cameraman. How did you do that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you actually shot actual live sex scenes, and did it bring out an urge in you? Or was it just all business?
Oh, it's like anything. It's all business, and you know, people have probably completely different perception on the business from the outside. And to be honest with you, it's something that, you know, it's like any career that you have.
Okay. But so how do people make money in porn now when they've got you porn and Pornhub and something like that? How do people make money in porn when there's all this free porn out there?
Well, I mean, it's like anything. It's business nowadays has a lot to do with advertising. For example, even like YouTube, people wonder how people
No, I'm not talking about YouTube, Kevin. I'm talking about YouPorn. Okay, you go to YouPorn, there's no commercials, nothing but skank there. So who pays for that? I mean, what's going on?
Well, I'm sure, you know, these obviously somebody's making money because people are just not giving away stuff for free. So a lot of it has to do with the advertising business and how money kind of flips hands between advertisers and people and content creators.
What's the toughest interview you've ever done?
It's kind of hard to say. I think probably the one that's most significant to me, which wasn't necessarily super difficult, but it's memorable, is Richard Steele. That was a very interesting interview. I did at his gym a few years back.
Okay, Richard Steele's a referee. Richard Steele's a referee, of course. It was involved in the Julio Cesar Chavez, Meldrum Taylor, the first fight. Of course, that was March 17th, I believe, 1990 at the Las Vegas Hilton. Go on.
It's interesting because he's such a controversial figure in the
sport of boxing. Why is he controversial? Because of the fact he stopped that fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, and the thing is.
Time out, Kevin. There's no controversy in the fight. If you were there that night, you saw Lou Duva standing on the corner and Meldrum Taylor's on the apron. In Meldrum Taylor's corner, he was standing on the apron. He didn't have a towel in his hand, but he was jumping up and down, making all these movements. So Meldrum, instead of looking at Richard Steele, he's looking over at Lou Duva, causing this big commotion in the corner. That's what cost Meldrum Taylor the fight. So Richard Steele for to get lambasted year after year. I mean, if anybody was there that night, watched the entire picture. They saw what happened. It was Lou Duva's fault. Richard Steele didn't have a choice. When he said to him, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" and he didn't respond, he had no choice but to stop the fight, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, but I mean, obviously, there's different ways to look at it, and it's something that's been debated till this day, obviously. Some people think that the fight should have been stopped. A lot of people, the majority of the people, in my opinion, thought the fight should have continued. There was only 2 seconds left.
But here's what's up. No, it doesn't matter. But you don't know how this would. Here's what's up. The crowd is screaming. It wasn't like they rang a bell 10 seconds before the round was going to end and say, "Hey, the round's coming to an end." Steele didn't really know exactly where the round was at that point in time. I mean, he just didn't. I watched the round. I was there that night, and I thought about this a million times over and over and over and over again, and I just can't fault Richard Steele. I just can't do it. I mean, I've got to put the fault with Lou Duva, and I've told, and you know, before Duva passed, I put him on the carpet about that this and that, and he went silent on me. Lou Duva's got the biggest mouth in boxing. When I cornered him on that one, he went silent. I said, "You cost him that fight."
Well, it's unfortunate because perception does become reality. And Richard Steele, as many great fights that he's refereed, unfortunately, that's the fight that he's most remembered for. And people don't remember all the other huge fights that he's done.
He had some controversy with the first Tyson Ruddick fight, the way he stopped that fight. It was a bad mechanical move, the way he stopped that fight. So, I mean, that caused a bit of a controversy. Of course, they had to do it a second time.
Yeah, no, I agree with you with that one, but I think the difference with that one, there was a rematch that happened in a reasonable, well, I don't know if it was in a reasonable amount of time, but it was very definitive. By the time, I believe, Chavez and Taylor, they did have a rematch, correct?
Yeah, but they had a rematch so far. Let me tell you about Meltzer.
Yeah, he was way too past it at that point.
Mel went to the hospital that night. He was never, ever the same. I don't think if he would have won that fight, he would have ever been the same. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that some guys can win, and the win sort of like sort of helps them with their psychological recovery and this and that. But he couldn't recover physically. He couldn't recover mentally. I think he was a shot fighter at that point in time. And, you know, I mean, look at him now. I mean, all he could do, when you ask him to sign his autograph, he can barely sign Mel.
Yeah, it's really a shame that he didn't get, you know, an opportunity to get the victory there, because maybe that would have changed his career in a positive, but like you said,
he was damaged goods though, man.
Yeah, he did take a beating. And I think one thing that I've heard Richard Steele say about it is when you're the referee, you're the person that's closest to the action, and you can see, you know, the damage that the fighter's taking more than anybody else. And sometimes a referee feels when the fight should be stopped, it should be stopped. And maybe they should know how much time's left on the clock. But when you feel that the guy's had enough, you feel that he's had enough.
If Chavez would have ran across the ring and hit a semi-concussed Meldrick Taylor and killed him, everybody would be saying, oh, man, Richard Steele let that fight go.
Well, it's like it's kind of like I have a podcast, and Buddy McGirt was on about a few months back, and he's kind of known for his perception is it's better to stop a fight too early than too late.
Yep.
And he's actually been a trainer that's been through some tragedy with a couple of his fighters. So I kind of agree with that. And something that you kind of I learned from you a lot was, you know, a lot of people, fans especially, they don't see what these fighters look or what they go through after their careers.
20 years
and,
later.
Yeah, and that's something to take in consideration, because I've known some professional fighters, and I've seen some of the long-term effects of boxing. So I do have quite a bit of sympathy for fighters, and I'm not somebody that's just looking for blood all the time when I'm watching matches. If I see that a fight should be stopped, it's sometimes it's good to just let the fighter, you know, fight another day, because obviously it's a dangerous sport.
You know, when I'll roll to a break in just a second here. I as an amateur trainer, I used to have a towel, and I would put it in my mouth like Jerry Tarkanian to an extent, and I bit on this towel, and I would threw the towel in a lot of times when people said, why did you throw the towel in? Well, the kid's eyes got crossed, and people didn't, and the referee didn't see it, this and that. And I don't want a 10- or 11-year-old kid getting hurt in the ring. Bottom line is, better to err on the side of safety without a doubt. You got some more time for us after the break here, Kevin?
I got to get going. So,
all right. But, well, you have a good time. Really say hello to Johnny Sieg for me.
All right.
All the best. KP, Kevin Perry, of course, started off on ringtalk.com. God, that must have been 25, 30 years ago. Straight up, this is your inside look in the world of boxing. Ring Talk, live worldwide.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you on WBC TV, of course, comes to you out of Dallas, Texas. Straight up, I want to thank all the Jackamans down there, of course. They're great people, and they put the show together very nicely as far as the post-production is concerned. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, next week we've got the three fights to talk about that. Jose Ramirez and Richard Comey. You know, Ramirez is going to fight this guy in Fresno. Comey's like long in the tooth. I think Comey's from Ghana originally. And Comey's one of these guys that he's going to give his all, but he doesn't have that all. So I expect Jose Ramirez to win this fight probably on a decision going away. Maybe 10 rounds of two. I mean, this should be a one-sided fight. But that's March 25th on ESPN. Of course, the same day Benavidez and Plant are going to go on pay-per-view. The same day from Sky Sports. In the UK, of course, Lawrence Okoli will defend the WBO cruiserweight title against David Light. Of course, April 1st, we've got some fights on ESPN+. But April 1st, of course, we also got on the zone Anthony Joshua and Jermaine Franklin. Of course, Jermaine Franklin, the once-beaten heavyweight. I think he lost to Jarek Chisora. That was a bit of a robbery. But the bottom line is they gave him somewhat of a chance against Anthony Joshua because he's a volume puncher, not a big knockout puncher. I just wish Anthony Joshua would just go away, but he just won't. He just won't go away because of the chicks like him. Of course, the April 8th, the aforementioned Shakur Stevenson taking on the undefeated Japanese stiff. I'm talking about Shirakio Yoshino. Now, why do I call him the undefeated Japanese stiff? Because that's what he is. Watch, this fight won't go but 8 or 9 rounds. And if it goes that long, it'll be because Shakur is holding him and carrying him. I kid you not. The best fighter pound for pound in the world might be Shakur Stevenson, the 135-pound heir apparent to the champion. I'll talk about the champion right now is Devin Haney. But I think that Shakur Stevenson is the guy. A lot of people think Shakur Stevenson is the future of boxing at 135. And that Devin Haney's just holding his belt for a little while. April the 15th, tax day. Supposed to be Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia going today, but on ESPN Plus, instead it'll feature once beaten heavyweight Joe Joyce taking on Ziel Zhang. Ziel Zhang is that once beaten Japanese guy, Chinese guy, of course, couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue, and having worked in China and worked with a
knockout artist, a kung fu guy. I mean, he was supposed to be like Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali and everything else. Turned out to be a big fat guy. I'm talking about, I can't remember, even remember the clown's name, but we put him on a card in Macau in 1994, and I think it was a fixed fight. Of course, I know it was a fixed fight. I didn't know it was a fixed fight when the fight started, but I got the impression right away. Of course, caused a big controversy, a riot, the whole nine yards. We never got invited back to China after that point. Not a coincidence. Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia, of course, going on the 1 week after tax day. That's going to be April the 27th. Of course, T-Mobile Arena undefeated. Both guys, 27-0, 23-0. Of course, some of these O's got to go. 136-pound catchweight fight. Of course, Ryan Garcia saying he needs to move up and weight to 140 pounds. He no longer wants to fight at 135. I think the money is at 135. I really do. I mean, as far as the champions are concerned, the 135-pound championship means a whole lot more than the 140-pound championship, unless, of course, he can bring something special to the dance. Shakur Stevenson, still the best fighter as far as the 135-pounders are concerned. Now, of course, the upset this past week, Mercedo Guest of the Filipino, I'm going to say not club fighter, but world-ranked contender. Of course, a split decision winner over Joseph Diaz. Diaz was moved up to the main event with Gesta because of Gabriel Rosada and Zerto Ramirez. Zerto Ramirez came in 7 pounds overweight. How the hell do you miss weight by 7 pounds? How can you miss weight by 7 pounds? Listen, he showed up at the weigh-in 7 pounds over. You know why? He thought they were going to let him fight. Well, I'm overweight, so what? They'll let me fight. No, they didn't let him fight. Bottom line is they scratched the fight. More power to him. Gene Pascal, of course, the 40-year-old former champion from the from Canada up north. Of course, he lost to Michael Effort. Michael Effort was like a, and this was like, under. He was undefeated. He didn't have a great record, but he was a 7-1 underdog. I mean, a 7-1 underdog. 7-1 underdog, of course, now 12-1, 4 KOs, not a big puncher. A surprising 12-round unanimous win over 40-year-old former world champion Jane Pascal. Pascal now 36-7 and a draw with 20 KOs. Of course, he will become the mandatory challenger for IBF light heavyweight champion, the king, maybe the pound-for-pound king of boxing, Artur Beterbiev. Artur Beterbiev is ugly. I mean, he is ugly. If you ever looked at a dog's ass, that's like looking at Artur Beterbiev's face. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry, he's ugly. But and he wins ugly. There's nothing pretty about him at all. Maybe his boxing gloves. That's it. He's ugly, but he wins. And I think he's going to kill anybody who steps in the ring with him at 175. Of course, talking about him and Dmitry Bivol going. Of course, Bivol, the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez 2 fights back. But, you know, I don't think that Bivol's, I don't know. At 175, I think that Artur Beterbiev is in a league all by himself. I just don't see anybody beating him. In fact, when Benavidez moves up to 175, he will have to definitely box Artur Beterbiev because Beterbiev is one of those guys, I said, he fights ugly. When he catches you, he hurts you, and he knocks you out. That's the best way I can put it. As far as the upcoming fight schedule is concerned, not a whole lot in the future. I mean, as far as the super fights are concerned, we want to see Tyson Fury. Of course, Tyson Fury defend the world heavyweight champion. Supposed to go down with Oleg Usyk, but they keep finding all kinds of excuses. That fight that I told you I don't want to see is going to take place. We're talking about June the 10th. Josh Taylor defending against Teofimo Lopez. I mean, where is Jack Catterall here? Why doesn't Jack Catterall get a lawyer or something like that? Why isn't he suing? I just don't get it, man. What's going on with that? But they're screwing him over. Of course, Katie Taylor was supposed to defend against Amanda Serrano in a rematch. Of course, the 135-pound world championship. Katie Taylor took that, had that first fight on a very, very controversial decision. I thought that Amanda beat her hands down. I mean, I thought that was like an easy fight for Amanda, an easy win. They gave it to Katie Taylor. Katie Taylor, of course, is going to take on Chantel Cameron instead, and she's the 140-pound champion. That's May the 20th instead of because the other young lady got hurt. I mean, it's pretty sad. I mean, she's fought her entire life. I mean, she just has. I mean, she didn't make any money. They made 15, 20 grand sometimes, this and that. And, of course, and then she got hooked up with Jake Paul. Jake Paul put her on the undercard. She made some big money, and then she made $1 million fighting Lori Katie Taylor the first time around. So she's made a lot of money. But guess what? When you get hurt, things happen. Timing is everything. Of course, June the 10th, Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor, they should be arrested for putting that. Roberto Duran was in the news this week, offered something good. Of course, he's doing his thing down there in Panama, but the former man with the hands of stone, I think the best fighter in the history of boxing, without a doubt. I mean, think about what he did. He was world-ranked
at 126 pounds. He won the title at 135 pounds. He won the title at 147 pounds. He won the title at 154. He won the title at 160. I mean, come on, man. He's a guy that started off, as I said, at 122 pounds. He's a small little guy. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. That's why I'm saying that Duran, without a doubt, is a pound-for-pound grace. Now, do I think he's the best welterweight of all time? No. I think he's the best lightweight of all time, but the best welterweight of all time has Ray Charles Leonard. And why do I say that? Because Ray Charles Leonard, I think, would have beat Ray Robinson. Ray Robinson is overrated. He just is. I don't care if it's Ray. He went 128-1, like 80-0 as a welterweight, something like that. I don't care. He fought nothing but guys like me and Anthony. When you fight me and Anthony, you're going to win. Okay, we're not really fighters at this point in time. We're not. Okay, but that's what Ray Robinson was fighting. Ray Robinson was fighting a bunch of guys, Ham and Egger type of guys, tough guys. He go into guys' hometowns. He fight all these guys, but they couldn't lick a stamp if you wet their tongue. And what I'm trying to tell you is that the talent just wasn't there. The ability wasn't there. I mean, Ray Robinson was light years ahead of his time, but I don't think he could have beat Marvin Hagler. I don't think he could have beat Gerald McCullough. I mean, I really don't think so. I think that these bigger guys would have wore him down. I just don't think he had the flash. He was able to throw combinations against these guys because they were inferior fighters. Okay. You can't do that in the modern era. I just don't see it. Going back last week, before I just got another text coming in here, Tim Zhu. Do I think Tim Zhu's ready for the Charlo, the 154-pound Charlo? Of course, Jermall Charlo, I think, is the 154-pounder. I don't know. I didn't think Tim Zhu was going to win this fight. I really didn't think so. I think Tony Harrison, of course, came in at 29-3. Of course, had the win over Charlo and then the loss to Charlo, but he just hasn't been the same in a long time. I thought he had a lot more left than that, but guess what? He didn't win much of any of those rounds. Of course, was stopped at 243 of the ninth round, and of course, was stopped a little bit later by my friend, the referee, Dan Rex. Dan Rex, you should have stopped that fight a little bit earlier. But then, you know, afterthought, I mean, it's always... Always, you can say, well, maybe I should have done this, maybe I should have done that. But then again, he was a man in the ring. Of course, we talked about that a little earlier. The referees know what's going on. They know what's going on. I mean, I've watched referees that know exactly what time it is, but they're big boxing fans, like Tony Perez, the late Tony Perez. He died about 3 or 4 months ago. He was the referee for the second Muhammad Ali-Joe Frazier fight. Of course, he allowed Joe Frazier to, they stopped the fight in the second round before the bell. He said he thought he heard the bell, Tony Perez. Of course, the fight went on 10 more rounds. Ali took a lot of punishment he didn't think he needed to take, but the bottom line is the fight should have been over in the second round. This is the same Tony Perez, of course, that let Tommy the Duke Morrison take that beating from Ray Mercer. I'm the one that ran up to the ring and yelled at Larry Hazard, the athletic commission director, then of the New Jersey State Athletic Commission, Larry, stop the fight, stop the fight. And I usually don't do this, but the reason why I was doing this is that a few months earlier, I watched a fighter get killed. And I tried to stop that fight as well, and the referee told me to go sit down. I kid you not. I could see this guy was dying. You can watch it. The Grim Reaper is in the room. He's like flying over the ring. You can see him like he's ready to take somebody, okay? He's the devil, okay? And this guy was, Rico Velasquez was all beaten up. He had a broken nose coming into the fight. He'd been knocked down 4 or 5 times in the fight. He was on the verge of being destroyed, okay? So I went to the referee and said, please stop the fight, stop the fight, stop the fight. He's been knocked down so many times. He's taking a beating. Please stop the fight. The referee told me, son, let me go do my job. Go sit down. Well, 40 seconds later, Rico Velasquez was dead. So that's why I was so like crazy when I saw Tommy the Duke Morrison taking these punches from Ray Mercer that I thought that should have never, ever taken place. Tony Perez, of course, he got forgiven by Muhammad Ali, but I never forgave him. I told him, when I would see Tony afterwards, I always looked at him like with this distant look like, man, I still can't believe you pulled that. I just can't. I think he was like a referee in the world of wrestling. You know, professional wrestling referees, they're like not seeing what's going on. They're not doing things. It's like he was reading a magazine or something like that, and Tommy Morrison's getting the snot kicked out of him by Ray Mercer. I mean, we're talking about punches that definitely left permanent marks on Tommy the Duke Morrison. You can't get hit like that, of course, and not suffer some residual effects. Of course, Morrison, wow, what can I say? A hell of a fighter at one point in time, but of course he died of AIDS. And there's still controversy over that. I can't believe that. He got HIV. The Nevada State Athletic Commission pulled him out of a fight at the last minute. Of course, he had HIV for a few years. In fact, I saw an interview with his mother. His mother said he had HIV for 4 or 5 years, she thought. Anyway, but the bottom line is, in 1995, I did the Razor Ruddock,
the aforementioned Razor Ruddock. Razor Ruddock and Tommy Morrison was a fight in Kansas City. Of course, I think Ron Lipton was a referee. And it was a big back-and-forth fight. And, of course, Razor Ruddock got knocked down in the fifth round, I think, and the fight was stopped. But Tommy the Duke Morrison got cut in that fight. And the last time I saw Tommy was laying on a bed in this hotel getting his eyes stitched up, okay? And evidently, supposedly, he was HIV positive at the time. The guys were wearing rubber gloves the whole nine yards. But the bottom line is, Tommy the Duke Morrison, I never saw him again. I talked to him a couple times on the phone, and he was telling me, I don't have AIDS. I said, but you had HIV. So how can you not have AIDS if you have HIV? Well, I don't have HIV anymore. And we went back and forth, and we had two phone conversations, and they were sort of like futile conversations where I was talking to somebody that didn't want to listen. So, you know, it was just like, it was tough. I wanted to put him on the show. I wanted to bring Tommy on the show and make it like in a positive light. Here's a guy that's, you know, got HIV or had HIV and he's living somewhat of a positive life, but yet he wasn't. He was living the life of a freak. He was taking vitamins. He was taking snake oil, all that kind of good stuff. Wasn't taking the ADT or any of those drugs that he was supposed to take in as far as HIV was concerned. So he essentially killed himself. Hey, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Sorry to dog Tommy the Duke Morrison there, but sometimes the truth hurts. This is Ring Talk. Tower to the break.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Yes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
James Garner, may he rest in peace. Let's talk about the odds for the fights. March 25th, of course, David Light and Lawrence Okoli going for the, I think, the WBO Cruiserweight title. Okoli is a minus 650 favorite. Of course, it's taking a place across the pond in Fresno, California. Jose Carlos Ramirez, a minus 700 favorite, 7-1 favorite over Richard Comey. Of course, at home, I think that's about right. Comey's going to come there. He's going to put up a decent effort, but the bottom line is he ain't winning. I mean, no way, no how. If he wins, I will eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air next week live on this show. I kid you, I don't think he has no chance. Slim and none, Slim's already out of town. Of course, the Caleb Plant, David Benavidez fight, March the 25th. Live from Las Vegas on Showtime pay-per-view, Caleb Plant is a plus 215 underdog, and David Benavidez is a minus 290 favorite. So the bottom line is it's almost a 3-1 favorite. Talking about David Benavidez's concern, I think that Benavidez is going to win this fight going away. Now, I'm not trying to say that Caleb Plant's an inferior fighter as far as the rest of the 168-pounders are concerned. He's just an inferior fighter when it comes to David Benavidez. I just don't think he can beat him. I really don't think he can. As far as Canelo Alvarez is concerned, I'm going to go back to it again. He's fighting John Ryder on May the 6th down there in Guadalajara, Mexico, and he should be arrested for impersonating Canelo Alvarez. I mean, he won't fight Mexicans. He won't fight black guys. He won't fight good guys. He doesn't want to fight Anthony. He doesn't want to fight anybody. He wants to fight John Ryder, who's already got 4 losses on the record. Okay? John Ryder couldn't lick a stamp you wet his tongue. But yet Canelo Alvarez, the pound-for-pound king of Mexico, not anymore, is going to defend his title on May the 6th. Of course, that'll be on pay-per-view. So if you're one of these fools that buys this on pay-per-view, shame on you. Absolute shame on you. Straight up, this has been an edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, my man on the other side of the board, of course, Mr. Anthony Sandoval is my producer, my board op. He's the one that puts things together. I thank him so much for everything he puts up with, including me. I want to say hi to Sky Cuddy down there in Colorado. I hope the weed is good. But outside of that, it's been a great show. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, remember, Sports Byline is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.